Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Chav Dalet. We are on page 310. Siman Shin Chav Dalet is Dinei Hachonas Macha LeBehema B'Shabbos, the halachos of preparing food for animals on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Kovrin HaTeven B'Chvara Sheyipol HaMotz La'aretz. You can't sift straw in a strainer in order that the shaft should fall to the ground. You also can't place this sieve in a high place in order that the shaft should fall down from that place. But what you can do is you can take this sieve, fill it up with the straw, and take the straw from the sieve and pour it into the trough. Afal pisha motz nofel me'ilov mutter. Even though as you're carrying it in the kfara to put it into the avos, there are pieces of shaft that are falling down automatically, it's still going to be mutter. Kevan she'enu mechavein, since that's not your intention, it's mutter. So to stam use it as a sieve in the normal way is not allowed, but to use it as a kli to take it from one place and to put it into the avos where the animal is going to eat from. So even though on the way some of the motz is going to fall through the holes and it's going to be sifting, that is mutter because it's a davar she'enu mechavein. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Ein Kovrin Mipnei Shu Kimerakid. This Isser that we're discussing over here is similar to Merakid, and therefore it's Usser. Sif Katan Beis HaTeven, Ein Kovrin HaTeven, Hu Masha Mechatchin HaKash B'morigin. This is talking about that which we cut down the stalk with a threshing board. Va'osin Kol Znav HaShibolas Teven. And we make the stem into straw. And the motz, the shaft, is talking about the upper part of the stem. The eno roy l'machal behema. That part, the motz, is not fit for the animals to eat. The chovren also kadeishibol amotz. And then we sifted in order that the motz should fall out. The ashmuin and the mechaber is teaching us that afilu ze asur b'shabbos, that even this is going to be asur on Shabbos. The kol shekein she'ein l'rakid atfua mipsola shelahem. Certainly, one should not be merakid the tfua itself from its psolas. The zehu merakid mamish v'chayiv. That is a classic case of merakid, and that's going to be a chiyuv. Over here, as in the Mishabura sentence of Katan Aleph, it's only kimerakid. But if you're doing it on the tfua itself and getting rid of the psolas by the sifting, that is the Isser, the Araisa of Merakid. Sifkot and Gimel, the Mechaber said the way it is mutter is to take the kvara and use it as a kli just to fill it up with the straw and then go and pour it into the trough, and the motz is going to fall on its own. Derech nikvei akfara, zok the mishabura. They're going to fall through the holes that are in the sieve. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abbeis, Lo yindor adam sa'orim lasis lefnei behemto. A person should not measure the barley that he wants to give to his animal. Elo mishayr ba'omedaito. Rather, he should evaluate it with an estimation from his own das. So you can't measure, but you can estimate. Says the mishabura sefkot the dalet, lo yimdor. You shouldn't measure. Hainu b'kli hamida. That's talking about using some kind of measuring kli. Mipnei shenira ki'ilu humode limkor. Because then it has the appearance that he's measuring for the purposes of selling. Aval likach b'kli acher, but to take in another type of kli. Uleshar kavo kabayim mutter, and to evaluate what would be around the kavo kabayim, or tukav, that would be mutter. Vizeu shemesayim, and that's what the mechaber means when he ends off and he says, Elishem mishar v'chuli. V'ayim bel yiraba. So when the mechaber ends off and says Eler Mishar Omeredaito, it means he takes some kind of other kli that's not a measuring kli, and he evaluates an estimation of how much will be a kav or two kav. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Ein Govlin Mursin Lebehema Olatanagolin. You cannot knead bran for animals or chickens. Aval Nosnim Bo Mayim. But you can place water on the bran, umavir bo tarvat omakel shesiva eruv, and you can then take some kind of spoon or stick and they crisscross stroke shesiva eruv, meaning vertical and horizontal strokes. So you can't go in a roundabout manner where you normally would mix it. You could use this shinui of taking a spoon or a stick and going vertical and horizontal. Kevan she'enu memaris biyado, since you're not mixing with your hand, velo misabe vatarvat ohamakel mutter, and you're also not going around with the spoon or the stick, therefore it's mutter, that is a shinui. So till here the Mechaber told us that you cannot knead bran for animals or chickens, but you can place the water inside, and then you could do the mixing with a shinui. The Mechaber continues and says, "Umenaru me kli al kli kidei sheyisarev." You can also pour it from one kli to another kli in order that it should mix together. Umutru la'arev hamursim b'derach zeh b'kli echad u'mechalek osa b'kelim harbe v'nosim l'fnei kol behema behema. You're allowed to mix the bran in this manner in one kli, and then go ahead and divide it up into various kelim to put it in front of each individual animal. Uma'arev b'kli echad afilu korv afilu korayim. Even if it's going to be so much, the measurement of a kor or two kor, you're still allowed to mix it up this way in one vessel. That is all shita number one. Then the Mechaber says, "V'yesh osrim litein mayim agabe mursim b'Shabbos." So those who say it is forbidden to place the water on the bran on Shabbos, v'lo amru shemolich bo shesiva erev elok eshahayu amayim nesunim ala mibodyom. And the only time they were matir with the shinui of shesiva erev is only if the water was placed on the bran from before Shabbos. But placing the water initially on the bran on Shabbos is forbidden. If it was there already, so then you are allowed to mix it with the shinui of crisscross strokes. Says the Rambam, "V'ayin le'el simin shinchav aleph siv tazayim gabei shum v'chardol ketzah nuhagin." Look over there what we discussed a couple of weeks ago when it comes to garlic and mustard, what the minog is. Says the Mishabura Sekotan, "Hey, ain govlin." We said you cannot knead bran for animals or chickens. V'afte ainu bagibul, even if though bran is something that is not shayach to gibul, it's not shayach to mix, it doesn't really bond together the solids of the bran when it's mixed with a liquid. Mikomakom goz rabbanon shema yovel gabal kemach. The rabbanon made exer the rabbanon. You can't knead bran because you might come to need flour. Dechayev mishum lush, and obviously kneading flour is the isa derais of lush. Therefore, the rabbanon extended that and said you can't knead bran either. Vedas harbi rishonim daaf b'mursin chayev mishum lush. The opinion of Meri Rishonim is even that when it comes to bran, you're still going to be chayev midaraisa because of kneading. Ve'ayim beber alocha. Sevkotan vav mursin de'ein chilo b'ini megabel harbi o ma'at ma'at. It doesn't matter if you do a lot at a time or you do it slowly but surely a little bit at a time. Either way, you are not allowed to be kneading the bran for the animals or the chickens. Then the Mechaber said that you can't put the water into the bran and then mix it with a shinui. Says the Mishabura, "V'im mutru litei mayim l'tocha kemach b'ofen zeh." In terms of whether if one is allowed to place the water onto flour in this manner, ayin b'tash shekasa d'zatayu b'shitas aposkim. Look in the Taz that writes that this is dependent on a machlokas aposkim. De laharambam aser, according to the Rambam, it would be aser to place water on flour on Shabbos. Well, the Shari poskim mutter, according to the poskim, it's mutter. All this is still going in the first shita of the Mechaber that says it is usher when it comes to bran to knead it, but you can place the water on. So then we're saying it's a machlokas, even though you can place the water on according to the shita by the bran, it's a machlokas if you can place the water on by the flour as well. Avaladasa yesh ostrim shahuva besof asip, according to the second shita, the yesh ostrim that we just read at the end of the sif that says it's usher to place the water on the bran, the sviru luhud afilu lesoh hamursan osalitein mayim mishum nesina samayim zo gibulo. This second shita that's more machmir holds that even in the bran, it's also to place water, because the placing of water is considered the mixing. So kol shekein l'socha kemach tohu b'chal gibul. So certainly to place water on flour would for sure be usher. So again, we have a machlokas in the Mechaber. If you're allowed to place water on bran, if you're not allowed to place water on bran, you certainly can't place water on flour. But if you're allowed to place water on bran, then it's a machlokas aposkim. Can you place water on flour as well? Or no, only on bran, but not on flour. Says the Mishabura Viter in Sivkotan Ches. We said the reason why you can take the spoon or the stick and mix it shasiv eiriv is kevan she'enu mamaris biyado, since you're not mixing it with your hand. Aval im mamaris, but if you're mixing with your hand, o mesabe b'hatarvid, are you moving around in circular strokes with the spoon, nirik kolosh, then it looks like lush. Sivkotan tes. So the Mechaber then told us that you're allowed to be ma'ariv mikli echad afilu korv afilu karayim. You're allowed to be mixing together with the shinui a lot of bran. This that the Mechaber is telling us you could even do a lot in one kli is only if that amount is needed for Shabbos. The ilav hochi, because if it's not needed for Shabbos, also l'choach tircha de l'shricha, you're not allowed to be matriach a tircha that is not for the purposes of Shabbos. And now we get to the second sheet that says the Mishabura Vitis of Kotan Yod Vyesh Ostrom, that those who aser placing the water on the brand, who das bal hatrumos visioso. This is the sheet that we had a couple of weeks ago, the bal hatrumos, and those who agree with him, the poskim kerebi. They paskin like Rebbe, the Svirle who holds the Menesinas Maim Luchud Chai Mishum Gibul Bekemach of Amursan or Be'efer Bechodover. This is the more machmer shita of Rebbe that holds just the placing of the water on the flour or on the bran or on the dirt or any other matter, that itself is considered the Gibul. The Alkain, and therefore it's Saral Sheitain Olaf Hamaimi Bodyom. And therefore, according to the shita, when we're talking about mixing, it has to be that the water was on it already from before Shabbos. The And even though the water was placed on from before Shabbos, still, when you want to mix it on Shabbos, you still will have to use this shinui of the horizontal and vertical strokes. Sif Katan Yug Aleph goes on the Ramah that ends the Sif and says, Ayin L'El Simen Shinchav Aleph. Wrote Salomer, what the Ramah is getting at is, the Shom Nisbar, there it was clarified, Tenuhagin Lahachmir Kisvaras Balachuma, that in fact the Minuk is, Timimachmir like the Balachuma, that you are not allowed to place water on top of any of these materials that will bind together somewhat on Shabbos. That itself is going to be the Gibul, the mixing. The Kosova Chayodun, the Bishas Adchak, writes the Chai Adam, in a pressing situation, Yesh Lahatir Alidei, in a Yehudi, you can be Matir, placing the water through a Goy, She'enu Yehudi Yitin Amayim B'Shabbos, that the Goy will place the water on the bread on Shabbos, via Gabel Alidei Shinui Hanal, and then the Goy will go ahead and mix it with the Shinui of crisscross strokes. V'im Hamayim Hoyu Roschim, but if the water is boiling hot, Osir Afilu Alidei Eino Yehudi La'oros Mikli Rishon Mishum Avashel, then of course it's going to be Osir to even have a Goy pour the water from a Kli Rishon onto the brand. That would be an Isra Bishel. Eli Ya'ora Ha'ino Yehudi Mitchila Hamayim L'Kli Sheni. Rather, what the Goy would have to do is take the water that's boiling hot in a Kli Rishon and first pour it into a Kli Sheni. V'achar Kach Yishboch Hamayim Ala Mursa. And then from the Kli Sheni, he could pour it on to the brand that is in the Kli Shlishi. V'da you should know, the Mursa Naniska B'Shulchan Aruch Hu Klipas HaTfuah HaNishares B'Nofo K'Sheminapenes HaKemach. He's explaining now what exactly bran is. So Zakta Mishabura, bran that we're discussing over here in the Mechaber, is the shell of the grain that remains in the sieve as you're sifting the flour. So that which remains on top, that is considered the bran. That's the Morrison, that's the outer shell. Uleinyan Motz, in terms of the shaft that we saw earlier in the Mishabura, Hanosheres Be'es Hadisha, that's the psoas that remains after the threshing, lo niskar po b'shulchan aruch, that is not addressed over here in the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. The ayin b'ber halacha, looking in b'ber halacha, shebi'arne, where we explained, de le'inyan motz, when it comes to the shaft, bevada yesh lizor, for sure you have to be careful, shelo liten hamayin ba'atzma b'shabbos, that you, the Yisrael, should not place the water on the motz on Shabbos. De leharbe gedola ha'rishonim chayiv b'zeh mishum lash, according to many of the big rishonim, you will be chayiv for pouring water onto the shaft because of the Isser Daraisa of Lush. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem in the next year with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.